Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Meantime, we begin with that robbery spree in Long Island City. Police say you got two guys rolling around targeting high-end buildings. They struck last Saturday about 3:30 p.m. near 4125 Crane Street. Police say they pulled out a gun and shoved a guy into a car where they beat him up, stole about $800 cash and his iPhone, and then pushed him out. The victim was taken to Mount Sinai, Queens, with minor injuries. Then around 7 p.m. near Crane Street and Dead End, they roughed up another guy, then stole his iPhone and his house keys. 2 hours later, police believe the same trio or the same duo struck again, this time near Crane and Jackson, where they pushed their way into the home of a 31-year-old man, stole his two French bulldogs, Pinky and Cookie Monster, and his clothes. Well, these guys headed to Fashion Week in Paris and needed a few things, including some statement dogs. Anyway, they all escaped in a white car. One of them is about 5'8", 180 pounds, wearing a bull's cap and a black sweater. He's about 20 or 25 years old. The other, a little bit taller, 6 feet tall, 220 pounds, last seen wearing a gray baseball cap and a gray sweater. If any of this rings a bell with you, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. We got their glamour shots on our website, by the way, at 1010winds.com. Why do these clowns keep doing this? This is New York. These cameras everywhere, and their pictures, especially the guy in the red Chicago Bulls cap, just as nice and clear, probably be caught by the time I finish this newscast. Go to our site, look at them, and if you know them, tell them they're stupid, and then tell them to bring back Cookie Monster and Pinky. The first New York Democratic mayoral debate is tonight. We've got 9 candidates qualifying to take part. Starts at 7 on NBC4 and Telemundo 47. Mayor Adams isn't running as a Democrat. He's an independent, so he's not in it. The front runner for Governor Andrew Cuomo has so far avoided any face-to-face encounters with his rivals who all trail him. They've been crisscrossing and stumping and even taking shots at him, but it's been crickets from him. He won't get involved. That'll change tonight. He'll debate the 8 others, and in fact, as the front runner, the looky-loos say you can expect a few of them to probably try to gang up on him. Again, the debate starts at 7 o'clock tonight. So, Wins family, how you doing today? How's life? Citizens Budget Commission out with its survey of how New Yorkers are seeing life these days. Not everybody's feeling all rosy.
The top line is that people still don't feel as good about life as they did before the pandemic. 42% feel their neighborhood is safe. Donna lives in Springfield Gardens, Queens.
How about your perception or sense of safety?
Oh, not like before. My husband put a lot of cameras around.
Indira Mahajan on the Upper West Side says life is good, but
I just feel a little bit concerned when I'm seeing people on the street still. That concerns me and the crime. It makes me sad, but it also concerns me for my child.
She takes the good with the bad, and with over 50 years in the city, has no plans to leave. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In New Hyde Park, they're complaining about the pigeon drops, which have reportedly plastered an abandoned lot. And now the town of Hempstead is going after folks who are feeding the flock in a nearby parking lot where the birds munch out and then head for the nearest high wire bird loo, I'm calling it.
To your left, right, on the ground, and above your head, you could find pigeons everywhere here at this abandoned parking lot in New Hyde Park. And those shopping nearby, they don't like the dozens of birds.
You usually see them in Manhattan, and then all of a sudden you're seeing them on Long Island.
Town of North Hempstead Supervisor Jennifer DeSena says this is a major problem for many reasons, including the bird flu, bird droppings on the ground, and the whole Hitchcock feel.
That is nice in the movies, but not when they're over your head. Nobody wants to feel that they're in target practice.
So instead of finding the owners of the lots, the town is looking into finding people for feeding the birds on commercial properties.
For a first offense, it could be $1,000.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Oh, the place is going to the birds here. Hey, everybody, Tribeca kicks off tonight, and 1010 Winds is proud to be a media partner.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man.
And the opener at the Beacon Theater features the world premiere of the biodoc, Billy Joel, And So It Goes. This is the 24th year for the festival, put together by Jane Rosenthal and the legend of Robert De Niro, who has given us some great lines in his movies, including this one from Meet the Parents.
If I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. Mm-hmm. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
Oh, I love it. He talked to 1010 Wins. He does every year and says he's glad everybody enjoys his movie lines.
I had fun saying those lines. So, I mean, how they're received is another story. But I'm happy that they're received, you know, as the way they're intended to be received.
Yeah, they're actually celebrating the 25th anniversary of Meet the Parents and the 30-year anniversary of another legend, Casino, with reunion screenings for both films, all of that. Tribeca features 100 films, premieres, talks, and reunions. It'll run through the 15th of the month. You can get the entire lineup at TribecaFilm.com. And get ready for another big-time annual event and one of the most anticipated of the season. Cue the fireworks. Macy's announcing today the 4th of July fireworks show will return to the East River. It's launching from the iconic Brooklyn Bridge and four surrounding barges along the South Street Seaport. After a decade on the East River, they moved it to the Hudson last year for the first time since 2013 for whatever reason. Well, they're moving back east. Executive producer Will Koss saying no matter where it is, it'll be fabulous.
This year, we're planning on one of our biggest shows yet. Tens of thousands of shells and effects will be firing from four barges in addition to the Brooklyn Bridge throughout the course of the 25 minutes. And we'll have a variety of color stories and effects.
The Friday, July 4th celebration comes as the city celebrates 400 years since its founding, and it's not too soon to start staking out where you want to watch, everybody. The best views, of course, seen from the east side in Long Island City.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.